Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, 51551 for your micro joys, and I can tell you there's a huge diversity of them. There's nothing more pleasing in life than a good drive and the sun on your back, says one listener. Another, walking in from work and taking off my bra without even taking off my clothes. I'd have to take your word for that one. And John from Clare says, my micro joy is a first sup of a pint on a Friday evening. 51551. Now, the European Parliament has today voted to approve new minimum energy standards for buildings across the European Union. The proposals aim to see all new buildings produce zero emissions from 2028 onwards and ensure minimum energy ratings for existing residential buildings from 2030. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by environment correspondent with the Irish Independent, Caroline O'Doherty. Caroline, you're very welcome to the programme. Break this down for me. What are these new minimum energy standards for buildings?
Okay, well, as you said, 2028, they want all new buildings across Europe to be zero emission standards. So A-rated, absolutely energy efficient to the nth degree. We actually have a plan here in Ireland for most commercial buildings to hit that target actually earlier than 2028. But on residential buildings, we're not looking on to achieve that until 2030. So that's that brings things forward for us if it's approved. So that's new builds. For the existing building stocks, there's quite a demanding sort of set of requirements here if this is passed. They want all buildings to be a minimum of E-rated by 2030 and D-rated by 2033. Now, that does sound quite low, but when you think of it, the energy ratings go from A all the way down to G, and there's quite a lot in the very lower regions of that. So they're looking at it from the point of view of, you know, getting the worst performing buildings in Europe up to a decent standard, an acceptable standard to start with, and then it'll go further and further to 2050, getting better and better.
Practically, what does that mean? I mean, is it back to the heat pumps and the insulation that we're all talking about for retrofitting?
For those worst performing buildings, you're talking basic insulation. You're talking buildings that are in bad condition. And bear in mind, it depends on the country, because in some countries, you don't want heat pumps, you want air conditioning, or at least you want buildings that can withstand the heat. So it's going to vary an awful lot between countries. But in Ireland, yes, we're talking about lots of insulation, lots of new doors and windows, heat pumps where possible, solar, all of that kind of thing. You're trying to minimise the amount of energy your building needs or your home needs. And when you're using that energy, it should be clean energy. So it's that two things of reducing the energy needs and making sure that the energy comes into it. So we're talking electricity, gas and oil, that's all replaced or created through green energy. So those are the two things. So it's a ratcheting up, if you like, of the plan that we have, but it's also it's a different emphasis, because we have a plan at the minute to get 500,000 homes up to B2 standard by 2030. And that could be something that's already at a C standard. So you're only lifting it by one energy rating, if you like. Under this new package from the EU, they're saying you've got to concentrate at all the worst buildings, because then you get sort of more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
If they're really performing bad, if they're absolutely, you know, eating energy, you need to get that under control.
Yeah,
and if they're belching out emissions, you need to get that under control. Yeah,
it makes sense, doesn't it? Is there a list as long as a railway track, Caroline, in terms of exemptions?
There are. There absolutely are. So, heritage buildings, historic buildings, churches, places of worship, small buildings, which I think is just under 50 square metres. And if you think of it, all the new one-bed apartments in Ireland have to be sort of a minimum of 43 square metres. So small apartments, older apartments, studios, all sort of exempt. Holiday homes and buildings used for temporary purposes, all exempt. And there's a kind of a worrying one as well, because it's not an outright exemption, but it's a very generous delay here. Countries can opt to delay the renovation of 22% of their worst buildings. And they're putting into that area social housing, because it's considered the cost of renovating many old social housing schemes. It's going to be tricky. It's one of the trickier elements of it.
I'll tell you one thing, Caroline, as you're talking there, one thing that strikes me, if there's anything more boomier at the moment than construction, it's retrofitting and insulation.
It is absolutely. Now, there's two. There's you can look at that in a good way and a bad way. You can say, well, you know, that you can't get a renovator or for love nor money, and it's going to cost more once there's demand for them. And that is an issue. And also, obviously, we're trying to ramp up housing, new builds as well. So there's all of that, and you kind of wonder what's that going to do to the industry. This is being presented in a very positive light from Europe. They're saying, okay, if you tell the construction industry that for the next 25 to 30 years, solid, you're going to have heaps and heaps of renovation work to do, retrofitting work to do, they will ramp up accordingly. So there will be no sort of boom and bust. You can't get a builder. There's no builders. There's no supplies. Or prices are going up and down. That it should be steady work rolled out for the next 25, 30 years. Now, that's great. I don't see it happening immediately. I think there is going to be a difficulty. It's here at the moment. We already have delays. It's hard. It's
big
hard
time.
To get people.
Where will the workers come from? What will it do to costs and so on? Renovation and retrofit is going to be a big, big business for the next, did you say 25 years, Caroline? It seems like the next 125 years to me. Look, it's,
no, we're going to be perfect by 2050. We won't have to worry after that.
And that was a party political broadcast on behalf of Caroline O'Doherty, who is environment correspondent with the Irish Independent. Caroline, thank you.